I'm Joe Kaczynski, the director of the film. Sorry about that. Maybe someone can turn it down a little bit. Great. Is that better? Hello? Yeah. Sorry. I'm Joe Kaczynski. I'm the director of Only the Brave, and on behalf of everyone who worked on this film, I want to say how grateful we are to be able to present this movie here in the home state of the Granite Mountain Hot Shots. For me and for all of us, this is working on this film has been a very special and very humbling experience. This is a story about a group of wildland firefighters, but at its heart, it's about the type of person that runs toward the things that everyone else is running away from. These first responders, you know, seem to be in the news more and more recently, and I am so grateful that we are able to share the story of these brave men with the world. There are a lot of people to thank for this, but tonight I want to especially thank the Granite Mountain Hot Shots and their families. I know there are many of them here tonight. Thank you for sharing your stories, your memories with us. No film can present them as exactly as they were, but I'm hoping that we were able to give you a glimpse of what they were about. So with that, I'd like to introduce some people that are here tonight that helped me make this film. I'd like to start with our producer and Arizona native, Mr. Eric Howson. Our producer, Lorenzo Di Bonaventura. Producer who's been on this project, I think, longer than anyone, Mr. Mike Menchel. From Black Label Media, producer Thad Luckenbill. And also from Black Label Media, producer Trent Luckenbill. Finally, from Black Label Media, producer Molly Smith. My technical advisor on the film, I could not have made this movie without him, a former Granite Mountain hotshot, Pat McCarty. Creative consultant on the movie and Granite Mountain hotshot, Brendan McDonough. This next guy's been a huge supporter of the Hot Shots for years now, and he also contributed to the music of this film, Mr. Dirk Bentley. And now a few members of our incredible cast, playing Captain Jesse Steed, Mr. James Badgedale. Playing Brendan McDonough, Mr. Miles Teller. And finally, our superintendent playing Eric Marsh, Joe. Josh Brolin.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for coming. On behalf of all of us, we just want to say thank you to Arizona, who I have a very personal relationship with. I was a volunteer firefighter in Mescal, Arizona, outside Tucson. I lived in Tucson for 3 years. I lived in Prescott for a year. I've been all over. This is a second home for me. I'm a staunch Californian, but if California fell into the ocean, I'd come here. So we really appreciate families, friends, first responders, firemen alike, how much you've embraced us in this movie. I know some of you have seen it. You treated us very kindly. It was very important for us to have our heart in the right place during this process, I think because of the people beside me, and especially Joe Kaczynski himself, who I kind of put through the ringer in the beginning because I had my reticence also. I think he was very tough with all of us in order to make sure that the accuracy was there. And from what we've heard so far from people like you is that we got it, at least the spirit of it right. And that's really all that mattered to us. Whatever happens to this movie from here on out is whatever happens. But the most important thing to us was to get your embracing. And I think that we have for those that have seen it. So thank you so much. We hope you enjoy the movie. Thank you.
In the middle. Yeah.